In hide and seek, the person seeking yells, coming, ready or not. Well, the Republican Party establishment appears to feel exactly that way about Donald Trump. A growing number of senior Republicans say they're not ready to support Donald Trump in his bid for the presidency, even though he's now the party's presumptive candidate in November's election. Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, a fairly tribal character, became the latest top Republican to distance himself from Mr. Trump. Two former Republican presidents and two former presidential candidates have also said they won't attend the party's convention this summer, at which Mr. Trump is to be formally anointed unless something very strange happens. Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, reports.
If there were any doubts whatsoever about the problems Donald Trump is going to have unifying the Republican Party around his candidacy, they were dispelled in a dramatic appearance on television by Paul Ryan. Mr. Ryan is the Speaker of the House of Representatives and, under the terms of the Constitution, second in line for the presidency after Vice President Joe Biden. He took to CNN to announce that he is, as he put it, not ready to throw his weight behind the Trump train.
Basically, as a conservative, I want to see a verification that our conservative principles will be championed, will be run on, will be represented, and will be brought to the public and the country in a way that's appealing for us to be successful. Now that we have a presumptive nominee who is going to be our standard bearer, I think it's very important that there's a demonstration that our standards will be bared.
That is a huge blow for Mr. Trump, the most powerful Republican in Washington, ignoring pleas from the party's chairman to line up behind the party's presumptive presidential candidate. And there were other blows. Two former Republican presidents, both named George Bush, announced they will sit the presidential campaign out and won't help Mr. Trump in his quest to win the position they once held. Mitt Romney, the last Republican to seek the presidency, said he'll boycott the Republican convention in Cleveland. And one of the party's elder statesmen, Senator John McCain, was caught on mic expressing concerns about Mr. Trump's impact on his own re-election hopes.
Here in Arizona, no doubt that this may be the race of my life.
The race of his life, he told funders, because Donald Trump has alienated the Hispanic voters who make up 30% of the Arizona electorate. Trump loyalists continue to insist the party must rally behind him. At Republican headquarters here in Washington, it's reported that staffers have been given until the end of the week to get behind Donald Trump or go and find another job. All of which is grist to Hillary Clinton's political mill. She released a new campaign ad in which she allows Mr. Trump's fellow Republicans to do her dirty work for her.
The bullying, the greed, the showing off.
I'm really rich.
The misogyny, the absurd third grade theatrics.
Count to ten, Donald. Count to ten.
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
A narcissist at a level I don't think this country's ever seen.
We'll be hearing a lot more of that in the months between now and November. But more immediately, having won the nomination battle, it's clear that to be politically viable, Donald Trump must still wage the ultimate Republican Party war. For Checkpoint, I'm Simon Marks in Washington.